League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We've got the dish on how Halle Berry helped Tiffany Haddish secure the bag.
Also, honey, Maya might be a vegan, but she'll pass on the eggplant, baby.
And Kevin Hart says he's picked the man for the job of playing him in a biopic. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, well, 50 Cent said Jay-Z was hating on him, so in a cover story with The Hollywood Reporter, 50 claimed Roc Nation tried to block him from performing with his day one Eminem at the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show, but Marshall Mathers wasn't having it. He said, Eminem wouldn't do it without me. And so I ended up on the show because he was not coming if I didn't do it. Now, 50 didn't say Jay-Z's name, but of course, because he owns Roc Nation and many think it was his call to block 50, so there's that. So, you know, I know that they kind of had their issues in the past, you know, little snipes thrown out there here and there. But you would think Jay-Z would want 50 Cent at the Super Bowl. He's part of Dre's story.
But what you think about him talking allegedly about him, about Jay-Z?
If he feels like that's what happened, isn't he allowed to talk about what he thinks?
Oh, that's why I asked, because I know you usually wouldn't dare do that.
Why wouldn't I dare do that? If something happened to me and I want to talk about it, I will.
Really? Oh, girl.
Absolutely.
I thought you kept it. Y'all, it's like a cult, y'all celebrities, the rappers or whatever.
Is that what you think? Is that why you hear all these stories about all the rappers and the things that they go through in their lives and the things that go on in their lives? We speak about it in our lyrics. We're writers as well, and we write about our lives, Gary.
Yeah. That's what it is. Okay, see, I write about it if you don't talk about it.
We do talk about it. Don't you see
interviews? Depends on who you're talking to.
You're not making sense.
Depends on who you're talking to. Some people, like, will pick their spots and move in silence, speak in code, and some people will be like, yo, it was him and I hate them.
Well, do you think I would talk about another queen, honey, knowing that this could probably get me, honey?
I would not. I think you would. You wouldn't do that?
I definitely think
you would. You talk about queens all the time on this show. Well, you even call people that aren't queens, queens. On this show.
But they're not bad queens.
So apparently you don't care about getting guys.
They're not bad queens. These are two bad men. They hood men.
So you only do it to people that you're not afraid of.
Yeah, you don't talk about nobody that could catch you.
They're both very wealthy.
Catch you? Gary, anybody could catch you.
Right. They're both very wealthy and they probably could care less about what each other says about each other.
Right.
That's new.
Okay.
Well, honey, before I get into this next story, I just want to say, hey, girl, hey, to Miss Tiffany Haddish, honey. So no shade on this. Oh, wait a minute, girl. No shade, Miss Tiffany. Not on this story, girl, honey, but this is dirty. So Tiffany had a strange hustle before she got famous. Now, she didn't sell her... But, baby, it was close enough, honey. Look at this.
Back in the day when I was struggling for money, I used to sell my panties. I would say that my name was Rosalinda, and I was a housekeeper for Halle Berry, and I have some of her dirty panties.
You would be surprised what people would buy. And if she sold them, she made some money off of them. So.
But do y'all believe that?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, I believe actually. 100%. Yeah, people will buy anything. The number of creepy men out there looking for stuff like that to buy,
especially after Monsters Ball.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm sure
the price... Make me feel good.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could sell my thong, at least one of them.
Who would you say it was?
Not yours.
Well, why not?
Oh, you want to sell... Oh. But well, Gary, how much do you think you're getting for your thong?
Oh, I would get a lot.
Really?
Yes. At least...
At least what?
100?
What is your appraisal value? 100,000 or $100?
$100. Oh, yeah, I think
okay, you probably
slide right on into the Dish Nation comments and tell us what you think.
If you would pay $100 for Gary's thongs.
Opening bid.
Opening bid.
Okay, y'all, well, Kevin Hart says he's finally settled on an up-and-coming star to play him in a biopic. While promoting his upcoming film, Borderlands, Kevin revealed who his not-so-expected pick would be. Check this out.
In a perfect world in the future, because I got a feeling that they'll be able to knock it out the park because of where they'll be, Kai Cenat.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my God, I knew you were going
to
say that.
Cut the dreads and stuff off. I think he can get in there and pull out a phenomenal a phenomenal performance.
Okay, now if you guys aren't familiar with Kai Cenat, he's a huge YouTuber and Twitch star, and all the mega stars seem to love him. But would you guys have picked Kai, or do you have someone else who you think would also do a great job?
I was thinking somebody else. That guy, what's his name? The old rapper.
The old rapper?
No, him and his daughter, and you know, who built his whole family.
Boosie.
Boosie would do good.
No disrespect to Boosie, but I don't know that he could play young Kevin Hart.
Yeah, because he looked like older Kevin Hart, or like Kevin Hart uncle or brother, like an older brother. You know what I mean?
Like Kai Cenat, if you watch his live streams, his personality and his silliness and goofy factor is neck and neck with Kevin. He was not on my radar until he said it, and then I'm like, you know what?
It could pull it off. Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes like an unknown star to come in and play someone else in a movie.
Yeah, because you just see the famous person playing that person, and you don't think anything past that.
Well, he's an unknown star then, right? Kai Cenat?
If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you know who he is.
He's very famous.
Really? Because I've never heard
like
of
labels
him.
Now send artists to his house to jump on his live stream because they know that's going to help with the overall sales of the project if you jump on his live.
Doesn't he live here in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, y'all. Singer Maya has got everybody shook out here. Now, this girl done said she ain't had no types of eggplant in 7 years.
What?
Child, listen to what Maya considers the benefits of celibacy.
When you think about your celibacy, did it clear you? Like, what did it do for you?
Clarity.
What did you notice?
Shifted my mindset. It was no longer a focus. The rush to be, you know, in a relationship, the rush to be married, the rush to be in something because that's what you're taught to do, to have kids or procreate.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of pressure on women to be able to do that.
Maya is beautiful.
She really is.
Do y'all agree with Maya that sex prevents you from having mental clarity?
I totally disagree.
Yeah, a lot of times I got a lot of mental clarity right after.
Yeah, you feel like you can see things clearer.
Whoa!
I hate this person.
What did I just do?
How did I get here? What's going on?
Man, I fell for it.
Oh, man.
But 7 years is a long time.
It is.
Golly, I would crack up.
That's a long time.
How long have you gone, Gary?
How long can you go, Gary?
I get tweaked every week.
Tweaked a week.
Tweaks?
One tweak a week?
Yeah.
Or is it more of a thing?
Tune-ups.
Tune-up.
Okay.
Because if I don't, honey, and I'm ready to get out of here now to go.
Too much information.
Okay, Let's let him go, y'all. Yeah.
Well, they say the third time's a charm, and Latoya Luckett is living by that saying because sis is a married woman for the third time.
Yes, congrats.
Now, Latoya married Taleo Coles in a lavish, star-studded unplugged ceremony surrounded by loved ones, and everybody seemed happy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Except for the hater that was lurking in the background, Brad. Enter the chat is Latoya's ex, Tomacus Walker. Now, he posted a shady photo of Tom Brady wearing 3 championship rings with the caption, 3 in 7 years, dynasty. Now, that's referring to Latoya's 2 previous marriages plus this new one. You know, I don't understand why everybody's giving Latoya hate for giving herself 3 chances of love. You know, you got to kiss all the princesses or princes you can.
Frogs to get to the prince.
I said it in reverse. It's been a long day.
Yeah, he's just mad because I guess they didn't work out.
Exactly.
But I do believe he cheated, so. I'm very happy for her. She's a beautiful person with a good heart, and she looks very happy. They're both glowing on this picture.
And he looks nice, too. He's like a happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly,
I'm happy for her.
Clearly, one person in that relationship was able to move on, and clearly one person was not.
With a name like Tomacus, you sound like you hold grudges. I am Tomacus of Hatersville. You know what I mean?
All right, well, if you guys want more Dish, make sure to check out HK and myself's live spilling the side dish.
Side dish.
The fun starts live at 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. HK, what are we giving them?
A little bit of everything. You never know who or what is going to walk across the stage at any given point in time. Ooh. You are on Front Street as the viewers and the fans and the comments and the chats, and we just be wilding out, having fun, no filter, we go in.
Yes, what's up? Well, y'all, coming up, summer is hot, and so are these thirst-trapping celebs. We'll get into all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, and now it's time to go
Thirst trapping with the stars.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Okay, first up, we got Ryan Phillippe with an out-of-this-world summer thirst trap, making sure his face doesn't get sunburned. The actor posted pics topless in an alien mask, living his best life on the beach. What do you guys think? Is this a thirst trap?
Maybe he forgot to wear sunscreen.
Yes, ma'am, honey. That's a thirst trap.
It's not a thirst trap. You don't even know who he is.
Well, see, I thought that too, but
so it's
then,
not a thirst trap.
But I like the way his legs was, he was sleeping. That kind of.
Oh, you like that?
That kind of trap.
It's not a thirst trap.
It
you don't
him.
See anything. Yeah. He's not trying to purposely show anything. Not even his face.
I imagine that's how the alien at Alien 51 was found.
That's
it makes did he get some work done and maybe it's not settled right?
He's covering something.
I don't know.
Or well, somebody know that thigh, honey. They know that.
Oh, can't get sun on it. Okay, yeah.
But that's him, honey. I could tell.
All right, y'all, keeping it hot. We have Sofia Vergara's ex-husband, Joe Manganiello, pushing through, honey, with a quick flex, showing them guns. Pow, pow, pew, pew. His guns look kind of little for him to be such a big man.
I mean, a .22 still shoot. Yeah, listen, that dude, here's the thing, is he's not a little dude, but he's got his body fat way down.
Yeah, that is trap. Not a trap. He ain't showing his lower abs or lower body. He's just showing his upper body. How do you trap with your arms showing?
Because he's squeezing it and flexing it and showing it off in a picture.
Well, hell, I'm not saying what would be trapped.
So he's showing you how close he can hold you to his chest, Gary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's flexing. Look behind you, Gary. Totally flexing.
Oh, well, I didn't see that part. Oh,
Well, here's the name we haven't heard in a while. It's Frankie Ocean. Now, he popped out of hiding on his IG story to give fans a sneak peek of his abs. And it seems like he's been kind of keeping it together. You think he's, Gary, you think Frankie's thirst trapping?
Child, I wouldn't care if she was or not. No.
Really? Not at all?
No.
Nothing there doing it for you?
There's nothing, I mean, Mr. Ocean could do for me.
I guess because he's taking the picture of himself and is he licking his tongue out? Like,
she's looking at some queen on that camera. So
this is a picture you take when you want to prove that you're where you said you were? Look, I'm at the gym. Look, I'm in the locker room. Like, I just got finished working out. I feel like gym photos de facto are thirst traps, especially if you got your shirt off in the mirror
It could go either way because, honey, because from the way the pants are fitting, that could kind of like, she's trying to show the girl something, but I know who that is, so that's not a trap. And last but not least, honey, baby, we have the richest of all of them, baby, Miss Paris Hilton, giving that's hard. Wow, y'all did in a yellow itty bitty bikini. Oh, and Brad, is she talking about you?
No.
And she captured it, honey. Out of office for Brad, girl summer.
She ain't talking about me.
Is that a thirst trap? Is that a thirst trap, y'all, or not?
Yes.
All right, Miss Hilton, bitch. That ain't no trap.
That's a trap, honey.
Oh, she's trapped.
She tried to sashay, and then she tried to give you a little extra little oomph when she walked to right there. Boom. Right here.
We always see Paris Hilton in a two-piece.
Yeah, I feel like she's trying too hard, and the fact that she tried to throw that.
Like she threw her hip out.
Yeah. She got a virtual, butt. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Miss Hilton, honey, always does that on a regular basis, honey, on her yacht, in her two-piece, so that is not a trap.
That's why it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a Hilton trap for sure. Okay, up next, Blake Lively's been keeping secrets from Ryan Reynolds. We'll dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, well, they say you learn something new every day, and no one knows this better than Ryan Reynolds because after 11 years of marriage, he just learned his wife, Blake Lively's real last name.
Oh.
So Blake has a new hair care line out that she is named Blake Brown, and apparently Brown was Blake's original last name.
Wow.
Really?
Ryan wrote in a congratulations post to his wife, "I'm obscenely proud of this woman. She's been working on at Blake Brown Beauty for 7 years. Also, I just found out her last name is Brown." And Blake responded with, "Brown is my dad's last name. He took Lively from my mom and older siblings. Now that I think about it, Ryan Lively has a nice ring to it. Your move, Reynolds." So do you think Ryan really just learned Blake's original last name after 11 years of marriage?
Could have.
It's
possible.
That's hard in love, to believe.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but when you're in love, you don't think about all that.
No, yes, you do. You want to know everything about the person you're in love with. Last name, have they been married before, any kids, mother's last name, father's last name. You want to know all that stuff.
Do you guys think like, let's be real, Blake Brown doesn't really pop
like Lively.
Lively's got a sound to it.
It does.
But I mean, she probably copied Bobby Brown, not the singer, but the makeup person, Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. So you never know. And that's why she wanted Brown.
Well, she didn't want Brown. That's the.
And he's saying there's already a Bobby Brown cosmetics.
Oh, there's a, oh, I didn't know Bobby Brown had his own cosmetics.
It's not the guy Bobby Brown, not the singer Bobby Brown.
Guy Bobby Brown has collard greens and hot sauce.
Right.
She's targeting toward black people, so she wants to use the last name Brown.
Yeah, Blake Lively.
Well, moving on, it's time for Dish coming. All right, now, y'all not gonna believe this. South Carolina police were called over a fight due to unseasoned chicken.
Oh, what?
I think I already know who was involved. One of the people involved, Hope Harper, told investigators that Anthony Harper began assaulting them because they asked him why he didn't season the chicken so it could crust up. Well, Anthony didn't take the criticism well because he started punching Hope. Oh, and after the fight, Hope chased Anthony through the house with a steak knife, and in retaliation, Anthony grabbed a can of Raid and sprayed it in the face. Wow. And she got the can from him and sprayed it all over his body. They both were charged with assault and battery. And we're not sure of the relationship of Hope and Anthony, but who knew that unseasoned chicken was such a serious issue upon the Caucasian community?
Oh, it's a plight. It's a plight amongst our community running wild through our cities.
They were high.
Exactly. Yeah, it's given big meth energy.
Giving, yeah. Okay.
And how she knew the chicken was
unseasoned. It's giving, let's smoke the ceiling.
But what is a fightable offense in, like, the Caucasian community as it relates to cooking?
Okay, in the Caucasian community, if a man makes you a steak, and without tasting it, the first thing you do is hit it with steak sauce, like, my dad will take a little offense to that.
Yeah. Ask us an offense.
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
Up next, Snoop Dogg, honey, is in his bag, baby. But not the bag you might be thinking. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So surprisingly, Snoop Dogg has no shortage of cool bags. He opened up about his elaborate bag collection on a YouTube video for Vogue's In the Bag series. And he also explained some of the things he had in them, y'all. Take a look.
I love bags. Backpack, handbag, tote bags. I'm not gonna call it a man purse because it ain't. I think I got less than 1,000, more than 500. My favorite European snack, you would never guess it. A biscoff. This right here is bomb. I go to the airport and I steal about 50 of them.
I'm shocked that, one, all those things can fit in a bag that small, and also, two, that he has such a love for bags, because in my head, I never picture him with a bag.
Really?
And now we're seeing all these pictures with him with bags.
Yes, he fooled y'all. Mm-hmm.
Gary, how many bags do you have, and what do you keep in them bags?
I have less than 100. More than 100, less than 100, more than 10.
More than 10. What do you keep in your bags?
Where my bag? Is my bag nearby? I think I got my, where's my bag? Oh, I'm glad you asked, Tanner. Yes.
Oh.
Every guy should have a bag and they should carry things in their bag.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have my dude wipes.
Dude wipes? Okay. Is that a bag of Fritos or Doritos?
Well, why are y'all in my bag?
Hold on a second. I mean, he was just previewing it. You're showing us what's in it anyway.
You gotta have a snack.
Okay.
And I got my panties, you know, because you never know when you have a spillage.
Okay. Spillage?
Are those the ones you selling later?
Thank you, Head Crack. Because, honey, I took these off just to sell.
Do you keep those near the chips?
But the chips are closed, Tanner.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for letting us look into your bag.
All right, y'all. Well, honey, that's all the dish we have for today, honey, since they were all in my bag. Tune in next time, honey, to see what bag I'm wearing.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.